You hear that? You hear the difference there? Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. You see, God is saying that we have to live, speak, eat, and breathe God's word. Remember, our kids, let's say it together, our kids become who we are, not what we say. Let's do that again. Our kids become who we are, not what we say. Now, that's not implying that you and I have to be some holy monk or something like that. That's not what that's saying at all. I know this is the Old Testament, but the easiest way to describe this verse that we read today is to do our best to be like Jesus. Not to be like Mike. Some of you younger folks know that show. We don't want to be like Mike. We want to be like Jesus. Do our best to be like Jesus, to show His overwhelming love for humanity, to respect our kids, to not be afraid to discipline them as our God-given responsibility. Oh, and by the way, the biggest favor, ladies, that we can do not only to our husbands, but also to our kids, is to not correct your husband's discipline in front of your kids. I've seen it too many times. Here's what a guy will do. They will take so many times you telling them not to discipline them, and a guy will wash their hands, and you will forever have the responsibility of the discipline of your children. That's just the way it is. I've seen it over and over and over again. If you disagree with how your husband disciplines, go to the bathroom or somewhere else and say, hey, you know what? Maybe next time we could do this a little different. But don't do it in front of your kids. I promise you, your husband will wash your hands of disciplining the children. That didn't cost any extra. To show overwhelming love, to live up to what we are given, our God-given responsibility, and discipline our children as you see fit, to not be afraid to love and laugh and hug and play with our kids. But we also need to speak of God and His laws in our everyday conversations. We need to talk of Jesus' love and grace in our everyday conversations. We need to not be afraid to talk about the most important thing in their life, and that is their eternal home, their relation with Jesus. Make it your everyday language. Make it be a part of who you are and how you speak. We need to demonstrate, be, and emulate the love of God to our kids. In first grade, Paul loved and was always excited about Fridays because it was show and tell day. It was show and tell day. We need to be God's show and tell every day in the life of our children. Amen? So dads, here are the three ways we can love our kids. Let's say it together. We have to be present physically. Let's say it together. Let's start over. We have to be present physically. We need to have an emotional connection. We need to be spiritually present. And this is how we go about leaving a legacy. Now I have a prayer that I would like all the men and from youth clear up to say together with me. It's a very powerful prayer to me, and I just ask that you would join me in saying this prayer together. Let us pray. Holy God, the one Jesus called Father, hear my heart toward you today. This is my prayer of promise. You have said it is not good for me to be alone. You have placed people in my life, in my home. You have given me the ability to touch their lives in significant ways. Forgive my personal agenda, Lord. I want to be a safe and healthy space for others. You have made me complex, feelings, thoughts, and emotions I cannot always explain or understand. Keep me honest, Lord, and allow that my heart would stay open and pure before you and others. Give me grace to express my anger wisely and freedom to share my love openly. I want to be a safe place emotionally for others. Father, you created me for a relationship with you. Forgive me for pushing you away daily in many ways.